Hey, aloha everyone. Michelle Melendez with Blossom Inner Wellness and StandTogetherHawaii.com. And I'm here today with Michael Jaco. Super excited to introduce you to guys to him because he's a former CIA agent, also a former Navy SEAL. And he also is founder of Intuition Secrets, Unleashing Your Intuition Secrets. And this guy, he's been in war-torn countries. He just has so much experience in what is happening, especially with our military. And so I'm really excited to get some answers. So Michael, thank you so much for joining me.
Thanks for having me. Looking forward to it.
So I just want to remind everybody, the sponsor of this channel is Ace of Coins, ACEOFCOINS. If you want to reduce your taxes, lower your taxes, eliminate your tax debt, if you want to license your biometric data, your face, which is being used by big tech, this is the guy to go to. You can also buy Bitcoin tax-free. Check out aceofcoins.com. And also a shout out to the Voice of Kona Radio, because if you're listening here on the Big Island, much mahalo. You guys are my ohana here. And I really appreciate that. So, Michael, so let's talk about first your experience because you started your career back in the 70s. I believe it was 1978 when you joined. It was a hard hat diver was your first. Yeah. So, and then you went into the Navy SEALs. So, can you talk to us a little bit about that? And then we were going to talk about what's happening with now.
When I was a little boy, I think it was 5 years old, I saw the Navy SEAL movie Frogman. So I was like, that's what I want to do when I grow up. And so I kind of worked out hard and was into swimming and everything. So I, once I joined the military, I was like, I want to get to the point where I can be really good in the water. So I went to hard hat dive school, thinking that I would do hard hat dive school and just go right to the SEAL teams. But no, you have to pay for that training. So I went to the fleet for a couple of years, got some really good experience, and then went to SEAL training. I was in class 116, and then eventually got through that. Got into the SEAL teams and for 24 years went all over the world, both coast. I was at SEAL Team 6, which is the anti-terrorist team. It's like the tier one, the top of the food chain, if you will, for military and so forth. So had combat experience there. So lots of experience. And then I got out, I started I had the idea that I was going to start teaching hand to hand and knife fighting and survival skills and tracking and all that kind of stuff. And I did that for a little while. And then I was like, I think I have a higher purpose here because I had these abilities. I could remote view and all these kind of things. So I went back in, started working for the CIA. I did that for 11 years and saw incredible, things, throughout that time. I was able to remote view and knew when attacks were coming and influence things. So it was really, really remarkable experience.
I remember one of your stories because I've followed you for a long time, and you're absolutely booted off of YouTube. This guy is absolutely, they do not want him on YouTube at all. I actually had in my interview with you, or the interview you did with me actually got booted because your name, yeah, on YouTube. Yeah, so you but so that's a good thing. Yeah, that means you're over the mark when you're getting booted. That's saying a lot about the truth that you're sharing. So you're let's for people who don't understand what remote viewing is, what is remote viewing?
Remote viewing is very simple. All it is just using your consciousness. Imagine you hear a sound downstairs and you kind of imagine what that is. What was that? And then you're kind of like, maybe is your wife, like my wife is down there right now moving around. So I can kind of sense that to a certain extent, but remote viewing takes that to the next step. You actually go and look with your consciousness, and you can train yourself to do that. So I would look on the scale, initially, real time. So I was looking real time before, when we were in Iraq, before we would go out in the cars. We had armor cars, fortunately, but even those would get shot up and blown up and so forth. So I would actually imagine my consciousness going out on the road. And if I saw something, I would hold my teams up and we wouldn't go out and we'd hear like huge explosion. And so in my mind, I'm like, I was accurate on that one. And unfortunately, somebody got the brunt of that attack. But all my teams, I was able to keep them from getting attacked. And guys were starting to become aware that I had this ability. So I would tell a few people, And then eventually it got to the point where I could look on the timeline as well. Because as multidimensional beings, we have these capabilities. So timeline, looking on the timeline is, we think of the time as like, the past and the future. You can look into the future. You can look into the past and see things. So that's, I took my remote viewing to a different level and started to look into the future. And I could see attacks coming a whole week out, and then eventually up to a month. And then it eventually evolved to the point where I could actually start to influence those attacks, so they didn't happen at all.
Wow. Yeah, I remember a story that you shared around that on one of the videos. So, and that's what you teach in your Unleashing Intuition Secrets as
Right.
well. I mean, you guys got to check it out. You can go to michaelkjaco.com, but also Unleashing Intuition Secrets, I believe, is the website as
That's
well.
right. Very good. Thank you.
Yeah. So now what's with Iraq? What did you think about when we went into Iraq? Were your thoughts around, is this the right thing to do? I mean, I know as a soldier, you're not trained to go right or wrong. You're just trained to follow orders. But was there any questioning around what was happening?
Yeah, I actually kind of, I didn't predict exactly 9/11, but I knew there was a terrorist attack coming. I was warning. I was working at the Naval Academy at the time as a senior enlisted, and I told the it was 3-star admiral, and I told him that we needed to like beef up security because I felt that we were going to get attacked. And everybody was like, you could see the jaws drop. It's like, what? What are you talking about? So I was well respected being a senior enlisted SEAL. So I remember after that, I told him that the officer that was in charge of security came up to me and said, oh, thank you. I've been telling them to like beef up security. So eventually, I mean, like weeks later, we had a 9/11 attack and we saw there was a list of places that were targeted. Whether that was true or not, but one of those places was the U.S. Naval Academy. So we had beefed up our security. We were hardened target from that point on. And of course, after the attacks, every place got beefed up. So when I saw the buildings collapse in their footprint, I was like, somebody got in and planted explosives in there. That wasn't real. And then eventually, I saw you, Where Did the Towers Go, by Judy. I'm looking at the book right now, Judy Wood. You promoted that recently, and I've been talking about that for years. And I understood right away that that was an inside job. Now, I didn't know that our government was involved at that point because I was naive, like many, many people at the time. But as I started to look deeper into it, I'm like, there's no way that terrorists could have gotten in there. We've known that. So some other group is has been involved here. And then over time, you start to see other things. You saw the plane that supposedly crashed into the Pentagon. I knew right away that that wasn't a plane. They didn't have any videos other than that one little explosion. That's the Pentagon, really? So you start to ask these questions, and you start to put things together. And I was like, I got to go back to the SEAL teams, because they're going to do stupid. They're going to send all of us out there to, fight these wars. And, I got to help out, not to fight a war, but to keep people safe. Because of my experience and capabilities. So that was the reason that I went, and eventually I didn't get put in the battle because that wasn't the plan at the time. So I started working for the CIA and I started, doing the stuff that I did in the CIA. But yeah, I thought right away that Iraq, going into Iraq was false. And then I went to Iraq and I started to see all the inconsistencies with the narrative and so forth. I was part of the team that was looking for the weapons of mass destruction. I was with the CIA team looking for that, and we weren't finding anything. We thought that if there was anything, there was possibly some of Saddam Hussein's gases and so forth that he used to against the Kurds, that they had gone over into Syria, which we believe, I believe that's happened because we've heard about the Syrians using gas and so forth. So where do they get it? They got it from Saddam Hussein. But as far as other weapons of mass destruction, nuclear weapons and so forth, didn't have them, so it was all a big fat lie.
Yeah, my friend who works for National Security was there at the Pentagon the day that the attack happened, and she said afterwards she drove by. She drove by. She said she saw no airplane parts, nothing. She said it was some type of missile. And then the next day she went back with a friend of hers, and an MP said, "You need to leave, or we're going to be arrested." And she's like, "What's going on? I work here. Why aren't you letting us pass?" And she was so that's when she that's when her wake up call happened was that was yeah. And her uncle was actually the guy who took pictures of the scene, and then they took all of his pictures. So it's very very interesting around that. So moving forward to today, because there's been just so much happening with all these wars, and I've my videos are all about the elite bankers and how they basically own this country. They're corporate. The United States is not a country. It's a corporation now under these banking elite families. What do you think is happening now? Because they're the ones that are in charge. They fund both sides of the war, all as they've done for hundreds of years. I mean, the Rothschilds have been in power since the 1550s, I believe it was, way back when. They were the first bankers of the king was the Rothschild family, and that's not even his real name. It was Bayer. It was Bauer. Bauer was his real name, and then he changed it to Rothschild. Under they wanted to have a Jewish influence, and so people are always like, it's the Jews, it's the Jews. And yeah, but they're the front men, they're not the brain power behind it all. But what do you think right now with all of these what's happening with Trump now? What do you think is going to be happening?
Now we all hope that Trump is taking down the deep state. That remains to be seen. From what he's talked about and what he's doing already, it appears we're moving very quickly in that direction and releasing the JFK, RFK, and MLK files, and hopefully after that 9/11 files, because we're pretty much pushing that direction. We're demanding it, and so far, what we the people have been pushing for, he's been very open to that, and making these things happen. So it seems like we're moving in the direction of take down the deep state. Now, the deep state is like you're talking about the banking system, the military industrial complex. For me, I've seen this firsthand, being in the CIA, being in the military at the very high levels. It's very troubling. I think a lot of people that are in the military over time, when they're in these wars and they're, part of these wars, I went through this process myself. You go through a PTSD type of a, period where you realize you were used, and you overcome that, and you're like, okay, I got to do better, and how can I do better? Like we're doing right now, I reveal as much as I can to those that are willing to listen, and you don't have to believe it. Just observe, just be an observer at this point. And eventually, like you and I are being a great examples. You're going to awaken to a lot of this manipulation that's going on. So yeah, I mean, you look at the Rothschilds, they got their start with the war against Napoleon. They lied about Napoleon winning the battle
That's right.
of Waterloo,
So
and
evil.
they everyone sold on the stock exchange there in London, in the city of London, and they bought everything up at the cheap, pennies on the dollar. And then the real news came in that actually Napoleon had lost, and then the stocks went to the moon, and they're rich. And then from that point on, they used that wealth to basically start to control governments, and they're still doing that. So overcoming this banking cartel is one of the things that we're all going to be looking at. So the Federal Reserve, coming in, Trump has been talking about that as well. How the Federal Reserve, he says, we're just going to go back to the time where America was the richest and most prosperous in time, and that was where basically no one was taxed until 1913, and that's
That's right.
when the Federal Reserve came in the middle of the night on Christmas Eve, and got voted in, and it's from that point on they've been controlling our government, and if we can kick them out, get rid of the IRS and so forth, I think we're going to really take off. But everyone that's resisted them, JFK and Lincoln and who you name it, has been assassinated. And they've tried to assassinate Trump. I think they basically knew that and stopped that out and basically made a show of that. So that's my take on that. Some people believe it actually happened, and a lot of people say that it happened. But from my experience, having been in details where I protect people, he would not have been doing fight, and had been exposed. He would have been boom off the X so fast, it would make your head spin. You wouldn't have seen him. It'd been a blur. So it seems like they knew that was coming. So they're like they capture that operation, and then made a big show, and then from that they watched who was involved and got more people. So I think that's their process right now. So we're looking for people to be arrested. I think that's the next level that we need to be watching. We've heard a lot of people say that there's going to be arrest and trials and so forth. That's what I'm waiting for right now. We need to see that. And I think a lot of people are, waiting with bated breath to see that process begin. Once that process begins, then the deep state is going to like be all over us. Now, they're already all over us, as you've talked about with Lahaina, with directed energy weapons. They use directed energy weapons, as we're finding out now and understand now. I've known this for a long time as well, during 9/11. So the buildings you had, those buildings basically fell on their footprint. Obviously, there were some kind of munitions that were in there to help that process. And then there were like things would just like turn to ash, to dust, dustify. So we see all that dust that was happening on that day, and we see melted cars and so forth. The same thing we've seen in Lahaina, same thing we've seen in Paradise, California, same thing we're seeing now in L.A. We've seen them in Chile. We've seen in skyscrapers in Britain. These guys are using a very advanced weapon system against us. HAARP systems, basically, to control weather and move storms like Hurricane Helene and so forth. So we're up to this point, we've pretty much been at the mercy of their weapon systems. Now, will Trump, start to fight back? Has there been, a pushback and a fight against those weapon systems already? Again, that remains to be seen. I would say that, yes, we have seen a pushback on those in certain instances. When we had the last hurricane that was coming into Milton, yeah, very good. Mm-hmm. Paradise Lost. So it was coming into Florida. It was Cat 5. Now, I saw beginning of, the hurricane season, before the hurricane season, I said, we're going to have one of the most active hurricane seasons ever. We're going to see multiple Hurricane 5s that are going to come into the Gulf. And I said all the different places where they would hit. All of them were hit except Miami. I said Miami would be one of them. So it didn't hit there, but all the other ones were hit. And so that Cat 5, as it was coming into Tampa, which would have caused massive desolation, destruction, just as it came on shore, it just basically petered out. It was unbelievable. So there is evidence that there is another group or force that is countering some of the devastation that's happening with these directed energy weapons, and even using some of the devastation to actually counter, I think, the deep state operations, maybe flooding, dumb systems that they operate from and so forth. So I think that we're on the right path. It remains to be seen, how much devastation the deep state, unleashes on us in the months, years, into the future, near future. So I'm hopeful, but, also cautious that we could very well be in for some really major catastrophic events, because they also have, like I said, HAARP systems, which they can induce earthquakes. So we know the devastation of earthquakes and cost.
Yeah, absolutely. When you talked about the assassination, the show, that's exactly what I said, because I looked at this small girl, like I'm 5'2", the 5'2" girl trying to cover Trump with a ponytail. First of all, that they wouldn't have a ponytail. They could grab the ponytail. This small girl, I'm like, this is wrong. And something's up with this show here. And that's exactly what it is. It's a show. So when I look at Trump, and I'm always curious, because I'm looking forward to when the news comes out that this country has been taken over by the corporate elite bankers. And the one person, the one politician that I've ever seen who shared about who runs the country was Tulsi Gabbard. And she said, the mail, she when she was asked, I think this was on Tucker, I'm not sure who was interviewing her, but she was asked, who runs the country? And she said, it's not who you think it is. And one of her statements was the military industrial complex, which she didn't say specifically the bankers. The elite bankers are the ones that are behind it all, as far as BlackRock, everything goes back to these elite bankers. So I'm looking forward to when Trump, his administration, someone starts to share this country is taken over, and it's by these elite bankers, the corporations. That's what I'm waiting for. That's why I've always been on the fence with Trump, because one, he's one. I mean, if you're going to choose between Trump and Kamala, that's not even a game. That's not even a race, for sure, absolutely. And I'm looking at what he's doing. It's fantastic. And I'm also cautious, because I'm looking at, okay, he said no CBDCs, but he did put through this one executive order around the digital currency, and I want to research that a little bit more, because that is one thing that I'm concerned with, and I am looking forward to when he starts to tell people the truth that this country has been taken over, and by these elite bankers. But my question to you around that's going back to the destruction in LA. What do you think is happening with that? Because they're destroying the countryside. Well, first, I mean, they destroyed the Palisades and the actual residential areas, but the countryside as well. What do you think is going on with that?
Yeah, I mean, this is where we go down another rabbit hole. I did the Pacific Crest Trail about 10 years ago, and most of it is in the mountainous area of California. Start at the Mexican border, and then you go all the way up into Oregon, just b or Washington, to the border with Canada. So as I'm walking through California, through the forests that used to be there. They were devastated. It's not a lot of people realize how devastated it is in the back country of California, where it used to be massive, beautiful forests. They're gone. There's nothing there. It's just burned out. It's horrific. So now we're starting to see it more. Now there is the possibility, and I think this is very strong, that we have had directed energy weapons used against us for a very long time. You look at the fires, Chicago fires of 18, I think 70, somewhere around in 71, I think it was. It looks like a directed energy weapon fire, and so. Where do those come from? Now, Nikola Tesla was around during that time frame, but he would have only been like 19 or 20 years old during the time frame. So he came out with basically the death ray, which is direct energy weapon. Did he come out with it, or did he discover it? Did he rediscover it? These are the questions we're going to be faced with in the near future, I think. When I think a lot of this technology is going to be exposed, so where did it come from? Well, I think it came from negative extraterrestrial forces, and some of these forces obviously are good, but we have to awaken to pull in the good forces, because we're pretty much a captured operation with the negative ET forces. We've heard of Draco reptilians and so forth, very negative. They control much of the galaxy, a big portion of the galaxy, and then positive ET groups are trying to counter them. They're at war, and a lot of galaxies and solar systems and so forth. Our solar system, I think, at one point was at war. We see what looks like evidence of a planet that was exploded,
That's right.
and so a debris field that's out there. So we see these movies, the Star Wars and so forth, where they came in with and they blew up planets. So are they telling us what our past used to be like, what it was like? I think so. So I think we're up against a very negative extraterrestrial force, and I think that's Draco. Could be other forces as well, but we have to overcome them. Now, why would they want to burn all the forests of the world? Because they live underground a lot, because they like the less oxygen.
That's right.
So plants are, and that's why they're polluting the water, because most of the oxygen comes from plankton. So they're polluting the water, radiating the water, and so forth, trying to kill the plant life, and of course causing these massive forests. Last year we had massive forests in Canada. A couple of years before that, we had massive forest fires in Australia, Brazil, and so forth. What is doing that? And why are they happening? I believe it's because they like a lower O2 ratio, and it does seem evidence that we are having impact on our O2 level. So that's my take on that. As far as it's kind of like down a rabbit hole a little bit, but that's you can go deeper if you want, but that's kind of the surface level of it, really. It sounds pretty far-fetched, but that's what I see.
Well, I always tell people this world is not what you think it is. This world is not what you think it is. And I do absolutely agree with you 100%. I believe that that's the rings around Saturn. That is, I believe that it's from an exploded planet, and I think it was called Tiamat. Because what? How did those rings get there? How did all of that debris get there? Where did that come from? It just didn't show up. So, and also the extraterrestrials. And I was talking to my chiropractor, who is a native Hawaiian. Very knowledgeable man. He's an inventor. He's invented some major health apparatuses, the blue light and blue room and different things. He's traveled the world, and I went to see him, and he's and I told him, I said, I was having a conversation with another Native Hawaiian businessman who was actually in New York when he called me, or when we spoke, and he told me, I said, what's going on in Waipio Valley here on Big Island? And he said, Michelle, he said, there's reptilians under there. I said, I know that there's tunnels. I know there's tunnels here. And he said, Michelle, there's reptilians there. And I was talking to my friend who's a chiropractor, and I told him that, and he didn't flinch at all. He goes, the first thing out of his mouth when I said that to him, he said, people need to start realizing we're not alone. He goes, we're not alone on this planet. And so very much confirmation by two men who are very well worldly guys, been all over the world, and have know that that's what's really happening. And I believe absolutely, because this world is being terraformed, it's being changed. And when I go swimming here in the ocean, there's the way less fish, way less fish. It's really, really, it's really sad when I see that. But I do have another question for you around do you think there's a way that we can stop this? I mean, I'm looking at this and I'm telling people, get a to-go bag, tell your family, get an emergency plan, and just get out of the way, because I don't see how this can stop. And the other thing before you answer that is, when I look at humans and I look at our hearts, and when I look at the innocent children, we're really easy to control and brainwash, because we have such loving hearts and we want to love each other. That's why COVID was so successful, because people were like, I don't want to hurt my neighbor. I don't want to kill somebody's grandmother because of that. And so that's what makes us so easily controllable. But also there's another side of us, like you and the warrior type, that when you get, a fire in your butt, and you're just like, I'm a warrior, and you just go for it. Like what I've read about who you are and what you've done is absolutely incredible. Is there anything that we can do? And I do believe it has to do with our intuition.
Yeah, absolutely. That's fantastic. So as as a warrior, like you're talking about, I was incredibly capable, and still am, of course. But I was like the top, one of the top, if not the top guy in my group. Even at SEAL Team 6, starting the hand-to-hand program, all the different things, expert shot, all kinds of crazy stuff, three headshots in less than a second. So draw my knife and stab somebody through the ocular cavity in less than a 3/10 of a second. So all of these skills, taking on a room full of people and killing everybody in the room with my bare hands. So all these things as a warrior pushed me literally into these zones of consciousness where I started to expand myself to be able to do those things. So being in a meditative state made me capable of those incredible feats. So that kind of like opened me up to even more. And then I started to push in, like I talked about, the remote viewing and then the remote influencing. So I found that, through love, the love vibration, I would project love at certain people, entities, groups, into an area that was war-torn, cities that were being, bombed and so forth. When I projected, like, what I called the love bubble, around the city or at certain individuals that were obviously dark entities who were causing some of these problems, they would go away. And go away meaning they were destroyed, they were killed. And cities where I put up a love bubble, no more attacks would happen. So the love energy, and so think, I'm not taking an army because it would armies couldn't find Osama bin Laden. So a year before Osama bin Laden was taken out and taken out by my former SEAL Team 6 squadron that I was involved with, imagine the incredible connection there that I had. So I'm sending Osama bin Laden love for up to about a year, and it would take me about a year constantly sending love to someone of that caliber. And it makes them weak. Now they could obviously go to love and become part of the light. Now, if I sent you or some of your audience love, you guys were like, power up. I power up when I stay focused in love, and I'm pretty much always there now. But if I did it to someone that was dark, it weakened them because the dark energy doesn't like that. So we can use that against these dark energies. We can work together because I would, even though I didn't know the people of a city, I imagine them helping me to anchor in the love. And at first, when I started to do it, when I would leave a city, it'd get attacked again, and it would be so quick. Sometimes I would come into a city that was being ravaged by attacks, bombs, bombers, and so forth. And then it would stop the moment, literally the moment I would come in, the attacks would stop. And literally the moment I would leave, within minutes, the attacks would begin again.
Wow.
It was crazy. So then I started to imagine that the people of that city didn't want that. They were loving beings, like you said, most of us, almost all of us are loving beings. That makes us vulnerable and easy targets for these evil people. But if we start to use our energies in a very warrior-like way, and when I say warrior, most people think of a warrior as like someone's like hard and like violent and so forth. No, you're using, remember, love is the most powerful force in the universe, and you're using that energy in a warrior-like way. You're protecting your family. You're protecting, obviously, yourself first, but then you expand that. You protect your family. You protect your community. You project that. Like I was teaching people, there was one hurricane that was coming into Houston. I said it was way out in the Caribbean, coming through Jamaica. It went up to a category 5, almost category 6. And I said, this is coming for Houston, because I had projected that, many, many months before that it was coming. So I started telling people, because I was working on the people in Texas for a while, long time. It's like, you guys can bring rain and so forth. It's one of the easiest things we can do. We can control the weather. We're at one with nature, all of us. So we can have a very positive effect on negative energies and bring in energies that will help our environment. So that's one of the first things I usually teach people. Just imagine that you can pull and push weather. And that's, you start there, you have success, and you build on that. And people can do that right now. Start playing with those energies. So with the weather, as far as that hurricane coming in, it basically nipped the tip of Cancun, and then it had all of that Gulf of Mexico, America now, I guess, where it could build back up, and it never did. And everybody was like, "Oh, it's going to go into Mexico," and they're all of. Forecasters is going to Mexico, and I said, no, it's going to Houston. It's going to Houston. It's going to Houston. It's going to Houston, and you guys need to get involved. Stop this thing out. Keep it low key. So eventually, just kind of like crept across the water and stayed a hurricane one and came across and didn't still did a lot of damage, unfortunately, but not on the level that a Cat 5 would have done. So we can have an effect on these different storms, earthquakes that they're going to try and unleash on us. I've actually predicted earthquakes on many occasion. I think there's one they're cooking up for California, unfortunately, and maybe one out in the water to create a tsunami. So they're devastating all of the coast of LA, and I said they're probably going to do all of California, going to burn all of California. So they're going to continue this. Will Trump get involved? He just did. So I keep telling people, get involved, get involved. And sure enough, I was like, I did a show a couple of days ago because I have a lot of friends in California. And they're always like hitting me like, you always talk bad about California. I'm trying to get you guys motivated. Like, come on, get active. You're letting these people take control of you. You have to get active. You have to be a warrior. You have to think like a warrior and push back, not violently, not physically, but push back. Get these guys to stop what they're doing. And sure enough, I said, you guys, they're keeping you from going into your homes. You should push back. You should go out. You should say something about that. And I guess today they're allowing people to go back in their homes. So this is how we win against these guys. We keep that process going. We pull in rain. So I started praying over a week ago for rain to come into California. And they just had rain. Did I do that alone? No. Again, I'm linking with people that want that, and we're as a group, we're bringing that. That a bit that rain those or stopping situations that are happening, but I can't do it all, and I'm just one guy. So if people learn like we're trying to teach them to be very resourceful, think for yourself, don't let these guys through their because they control the media. I know because I've been all over the world where the CIA would have people like. Put things in newspapers and books and so forth. I'm like, they're controlling these people over here. What good thing they don't do that in America because we're much smarter. And then, of course, I was like, oh my God, they're doing America too. So, we learn over time. So at this point, we can't be slowly learning. We have to like get on board. We have to really start to push back. We have to get involved. We have to get, groups involved. We have to pray. We have to like send the love and stay in the love vibration. And these things will make a massive difference, and they are.
Absolutely, 100%. I agree with that. I've been going to these planning commission meetings, and I just want to remind everybody to look at your general plan because that's where communism is coming in. And we've had, 40 people in the last meeting saying we don't want this plan. I mean, they want zero emissions on Big Island. They want to bring on all these electric vehicles, which our electric grid is already stressed. We're already having power outages, and people don't realize that these engines in the electric vehicles are, you can't put them in a landfill. They're toxic. They actually, if they crack, they expel poisonous fumes, toxic fumes. This is why electric cars, if they get on fire, it takes over 2 hours to put out. And they want all of electric vehicles, like no tractors, no diesel, no buses. It's like really insane what they want to do. So get to your general plan meetings and check your general plan for things like clustered housing. And here on Big Island, each person has some property and they want to cluster us. They want to have most of the Big Island be conservation land, which is just a park. And then there's going to be areas that are just natural because they want to keep nature for nature, preserve nature for nature. This was actually said in Saudi Arabia with their line, which is the smart city that they're working on, which is they want 9 million people in, I think it's 21 square miles of yeah, it's disgusting. And it's a huge, it's a thing called the line, but in it says they want to preserve nature for nature. So that's what they're trying to pull in here on Big Island. So I'm going to these meetings, I'm telling people to come to these meetings and speak up. And I just invite everybody who's watching, look at your general plan. That's where things are coming in. The great thing about Trump is he's pulled us out of the World Health. He's pulled us out of a lot of places that are communistic based, UN agenda based. And so that's one thing I'm very grateful for him to do that, because I think that's going to help our cause, because we have another meeting February 6th and then three in March, and that's when it goes to the county council. So you're right about, I'm always telling people, step it up. You know, you can't just be passive and act like everything's hunky dory when you're seeing what's happening and you're ignoring it. This is going to affect your life, and it's going to affect your children and your children's future. So I love that you said that. And again, you guys, you can go to Michael kjaco.com, Unleashing Intuition Secrets, to check out his information and his programs. They're absolutely phenomenal. Michael, is there anything else you'd like to share around what's coming? Because I again, like I said with Trump, I love what he's doing, and I really want him to tell people the truth about this country and how this country has been taken over. It's not, it's no, you know, like the whole Biden thing, that was such, we can see it. I don't understand how people can't see what he was doing. You know, I still have friends upset that Trump won. I'm like, you guys, I try not to laugh, and I'm just like, how can you not see this? But then I understand that people, it's not only brainwashing, but I think it's a spell, because I think people, again, like I said, we don't understand this world. We are way more powerful. Magic is real because it's a frequency. That's what it is. It's a frequency, and that's what you've been talking about with your energy, which is fantastic. But with Trump, I love what he's doing, and I am concerned because I do know that the Rothschild has a quote, and he said, "When the people want a hero, we will give them one." So that's what my concern is. I'm kind of watching him and seeing what he's doing. But what is your take on that?
Yeah, Michelle, God, we think so much alike. You're incredible. You're firecracker. I love it. So with Trump, he is in office because of we the people. So I mean, you've been a proponent for Hawaii to become free again, and that means not a state because they're really not. But who is stopping that? It's the government that's there right now. So we've seen these governments. We see it in California, all the places that have incredible attacks, like we've seen. Usually, it's the government that has come in and built a foundation where that those attacks can happen. So unfortunately, that's what's happened to Hawaii. So again, the people have to get involved now. Watching Trump and backing Trump and being a proponent for all the different things that he's pushing, or if he's pushing something we're very suspect about, like these new vaccines. You're kidding me, for stopping cancer. So was that an exposure? Because Trump is expert at that. Or was that really something he's waiting for the people to like stand up and say, absolutely not. So that's what we have to do. We have to get involved. And we have to tell him, and our local, congressmen, mayors or whatever, governors, that no, we're not going to put up with this anymore. You're going in the wrong direction. You're a servant of us. You're not the person that's in charge of us. You're doing what we want you to do. So you have to think like that going forward. And with Trump, I've sent him protection. I send him love all the time, because that gives him the power to continue to focus. So it's not just about taking down bad guys. It's also to help those that are in positions of really making a difference. So are there going to be more assassination attempts on Trump? Absolutely. And that's what we need to be aware of. If he were ever taken down, is do we have people that can stand up and continue the movement? I think we do. So we have to like continually, get more involved and keep pushing, get more active. We the people are the ones that are going to make this difference. And until we the people get more involved, like you're saying. They're just gonna, just walk all over us, and do the things that we don't want them to do, and think that we don't have any power against that. We do.
We do. We absolutely do. So, you guys, again, michaelkjaco.com, Unleashing Your Intuition Secrets. You got to check it out. Definitely start. And that's your kuleana, you guys. That's your responsibility to start to really understand what is your body. You are a frequency being. You are not just this physical matter. You are light energy. That is, if you had a microscope and you looked at the one cell and you went as deep as you possibly can, what would be left is light. That is what you are. And that is what everything is. So we are connected to all things. And to learn how to use that, you can go to michaelkjaco.com. Unleashing Your Intuition Secrets is his website. And he has got some great, amazing programs to make it easy for you to understand how to have a stronger intuition and how to manifest things in your life. So, Michael, I just want to say thank you so much for just the work you've done, because that takes some effort to really to be a warrior, and then also to see what's going on and go, whoa, something's not right here, and then put the puzzle pieces together. I mean, that takes courage in itself as well, because you're probably going against what you know what they're telling you, because
Oh, yeah.
you're right in it. You're having these orders to go and be at war, and these wars are bankers' wars. They're funding both sides, and that's the other thing too, is that the bank, you have to understand, you guys, that war is very lucrative for the banking elite families. They make a ton of money. All of the contracts, when they send billions of dollars to Ukraine, they're not that money's not going to Ukraine. That money is going to it's being laundered through the military industrial complex to get contracts. Who got the contract to rebuild Ukraine? BlackRock. Who is the top and who in the top stakeholders in BlackRock? The banking elite families. So you guys, it's just an absolute laundering mess. And I love it that we are going to win this battle, because that's what we came here for. I have a little sticker that I always look at. You wouldn't be here if the universe didn't need you. And so that's why we're here. So Michael, I just want to say much mahalo for joining me today.
Thank you, Michelle. It was a pleasure and an honor. Thank you very much.
All right, you guys, we're going to do a prayer, because that's what I do. Infinite creator of all things, we are just so grateful for you and for this time of awakening, because we know that the light is being shown everywhere on the planet. And right now, Great Spirit, we just hold those people in LA whose homes are being attacked right now, that we just hold them in our hearts, that they have the spark of hope, that they are not alone, that they are being guided to be being safe, to having food, to having shelter. We just send that to them right now, Great Spirit. And we call through the infinite frequency of love that these attacks in LA, that they stop right now, that they are no longer, there's no longer any power in the direct energy weapons that are happening over there, that those people that are pushing the button, that their hearts be turned right now, Great Spirit, and that they choose love and peace and the humanity, that their heart of humanity is touched. Great Spirit, we know that the infinite frequency of love is surrounding this planet, and that all people matter. And we call forth right now freedom and peace and safety for all people. We know that our children can wake up in a world that is free, where they can play together and laugh together, and that the parents know that their children are safe. We call that forth now, Great Spirit, and we bind anyone and any entity of darkness. We bind them right now with the light frequency of love that is you, Great Spirit, infinite creator, that is beating our hearts and breathing our bodies and moving the sun across the ocean. We bind those that do not value human life. We bind them that do not value freedom and people's private property. We bind them from doing any more harm. We send this frequency out into the world right now, knowing that the light of love, of truth, is surrounding everyone. Every entity, every place on the planet, we call forth it now. We are so grateful that legions and legions of angels are always with us, that our guides are always connected to us, inspiring us in spirit through our hearts. And we give so much gratitude right now for Michael Jaco and the work he's done in the world. We know that he is always protected and always guided. He has more than enough abundance to do the work he's doing. And we are so grateful for the lives he is touching and will touch as this time moves forward, Great Spirit. And we give so much gratitude for those hearing this message, sharing this message, and honoring their own Juliana, their own intuition of following their heart to do what is right, not what is easy, but what is right, because that's what we came here to do, Great Spirit. And we know that we are doing it all through the infinite frequency of love. And so it is.
So it is. Wow.
Mahalo, friend.
Beautiful. Thank you.
All right, I'll talk with you soon. Aloha, everyone.